それでは子供に代わってメッセージさせていただきたいと思います。So I will be preaching in English today because the children are joining us upstairs today. So I will be speaking in English today. 今日は英語で子供たちもいるのでメッセージをさせていただきたいと思います。First of all, thank you, children, for joining the service upstairs with adults, and thank you for serving many kinds of way. And we are so encouraged to see you joining the service. Okay, let us pray first. Then let's read today's scripture.
お祈りいたしましょう。愛する天の父なる神様、今日もあなたの皆を心から褒めたたえ感謝いたします。またあなたが送ってくださった尊い子どもたち一人一人が今日はこの上での礼拝に一緒に参加し、またいろいろな形で、お手伝いをしてくれました。誰よりもあなたご自身が今そのことをとても喜んでくださっていると思います。どうぞ子どもたちを引き続きあなたの御霊を持って豊かに導き祝福してくださいますように、また今日の礼拝も始めから終わりまであなたが共におり、私たち一人一人を導き必要な糧を豊かにお与えください。すべてを感謝し御手に委ね、愛する主イエス様の御名によってお祈りいたします。アーメン。
So today's Bible story is about children. This is how Jesus treated children 2,000 years ago. So let's read again today's Bible verse. People were bringing little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them. So people, maybe parents, might be grandparents or relatives, they took their children to Jesus because they wanted him to put his hands on them and bless them. So they took the children to Jesus, but the disciples means follower of Jesus, like you might know Peter, John, Jacob, and many other disciples. What they did, they, disciples, rebuked them. I don't know, maybe some children or crying, or some might just running around, or some might be maybe, you know, just, you know, talking loud, I don't know. But disciples said, this is not a place for children. Go away. You are annoying, you're disturbing. But what Jesus said? Disciples said, children, go away. But Jesus was opposite. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. What indignant mean? Indignant ってどういう意味ですか? I didn't know the meaning of this word, so I just read the dictionary. Indignant means being angry. But not just being angry. Angry about something that is not right in God's sight, in God's eye. So Jesus was very angry because what his disciple was doing against children was just not right in God's eyes. So he was angry and he said to them, let the little children come to me. Disciples said, go away. But Jesus said, no, let them come to me. He was opposite. And he even said, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these children. Maybe disciples said, oh, this is not children's business. This is adult. The kingdom of God is very important for important people like us, some special people. But children, they can do nothing. They have nothing to do with it. So go away. But Jesus said opposite. Let children come to me because kingdom of God actually belongs to children. And he even added, truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child, like you guys just rebuked, will never enter it.
And he took the children in his arms and placed his hands on them and blessed them. And today I want you to remember three things from today's passage that Jesus taught us. Number one, no one is too little or too young to come to Jesus. Okay? No one is too little to come to Jesus. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me." Have you ever been to an amusement park? Maybe like Disneyland or Universal Studio, or maybe summertime we have some amusement park around here too. And sometimes they have roller coaster, right? Do you like roller coaster? Notta koto aru? Have you ever been on roller coaster? Not yet? Aru? Atake? Yeah, they don't remember. But maybe you're old enough, but when you're younger, if you go there, they will say, "Oh, I'm sorry, you cannot ride on this because you're too young or you're too short," right? Because they have a certain line there and you have to be taller than that to ride the roller coaster. But Jesus is not like a roller coaster. Jesus will never say you are too short to enter the kingdom of God. But he will never say you are too young or too little to come to me. Instead, he said, "Let little children come to me." So I want you to remember, no one is too little to come to Jesus. So do not underestimate yourself. No one is too little, too young to read the Bible or to understand the Bible. You might think, "I'm too young to read the Bible. I'm too little to understand the Bible." No, no one is too young or too little to read the Bible, understand the Bible. Because God helps you. And no one is too little to pray. You might say, I'm not old enough to pray. I need more practice." No, you don't have to worry about that. You can pray even now. And no one is too little or too young to have relationship with God. I'm not just talking about little children like age-wise. I'm talking about anybody. Maybe some of you are here at church for the first time or second time or third time, and you might think, "Oh, I'm too airy to kind of pray. I'm not used to it." But Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me." He wants you to come to him. So this is number one I want you to remember today. Okay? Number two, Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is yours." This is amazing. Jesus said, "The kingdom of God belongs to you." His disciples thought kingdom of God is for adult. Kingdom of God is for someone who is special, like his disciples. "I'm working so hard for Jesus, so I'm special, I'm doing a better job than others. So kingdom of God is supposed to be mine." Children, they're doing nothing. They can do nothing. But Jesus was opposite. Kingdom of God actually belongs to you. God is willing to give his kingdom into your hands. This is an amazing thing. Jesus said, "The kingdom of God belongs to such as these." That means children. So you might come to the church because your parents come to the church. And you might think yourself, you are, you know, just extra. Or you might think you are etc. But you are not extra. You are VIP, right? Do you know what VIP means, VIP? Very important person. Very important person. Children, you're a very important person. For God and for the church as well. But I also want you to remember, VIP, very important person, does not mean you are guest or visitor, right? Recently, I bought a house. It's just a little townhouse. But that house belongs to me. Because I bought it, belongs to me. But the house is old, so I have to fix some part. And I asked Motoi to come to my house and fix the floor last week, and he did a great job. So whenever you want to do the flooring, go ask him. If he get a new job, he can't do that anymore. So, but, you know, that house belongs to me. That also means I am responsible for the house. I have to take care of it. And so is Kingdom God. Kingdom of God is yours. It's in your hand. It belongs to you, but that also means you have to be responsible for it. How to be responsible? How you can be responsible? You can love your God. Being responsible, the Kingdom of God means you love your God. You have a relationship with God. Like you served today. And number three, I want you to remember today is Jesus said, truly I tell you. Jesus said, truly I tell you. Whenever Jesus used this word, he said something very important after. Truly I tell you. So this is kind of the key message of today's scripture. And this is the last and the most important message of today. Jesus said, truly I tell you, and he continued, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. So this is what Jesus wants us to know, wanted to teach us today. What does it mean if you do not receive kingdom of God like this little child, you will never enter it? What does it mean? Does it mean you have to be like children to enter the kingdom of God? Maybe your parents are too old to enter. Does it mean I'm 36, I'm 36 years old. Am I too old to enter the kingdom of God? How about Mrs. Ito? Is she too old? Because Jesus said you have to be like a child. You have to be young. And if you grow, does it mean you cannot enter the kingdom of God? No, that's not what Jesus meant. To understand what he's saying, we need to know the meaning of a little child. The word little child, Jesus used this passage. Actually, this little child means infant in the original Greek. Infant. Newborn baby, like newborn baby. He's talking about, you're also children, but Jesus is talking about like a newborn baby. And I want you to think about it. And this is what Jesus wants to teach us. The newborn baby, if you can imagine newborn baby, they don't pay their parents to be taken care of, right? The newborn baby doesn't say, hey mom, I pay you, so can you give me milk? They don't say that. They don't say, hey dad, I pay you, so can you change my diaper? They don't say that. They just cry. They can do nothing but just cry. But they are all taken care of. Why? Because their parents love them, right? And the parents take care of it. And this is what Jesus wants us to know. Jesus wants to give you his kingdom because he loves you. Like your mom and dad loves you. Jesus loves you so much. So if you think that if you're proud of yourself for something like for your knowledge or for your experience or for something you achieved, look, I know the Bible more than that person, or I did better things than that person, and if you think because of that You have right of way to the heaven? Jesus will say, No, 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 no. That's wrong.
Kingdom of God is given only by grace of God, only by His love. And this is what Jesus wants us to know, not just the little children, but us all. He gave us His kingdom because He loves us. And because He died on the cross to forgive our sin, we can enter the kingdom of God, not because what we did. And we supposed, Christians are supposed to know this, but we often forget it. And we start comparing our deeds to the others. I am doing better than that person. And feel superior, or feel sometimes inferior. But we always have to come back to this. Look at the children. You're children of God. You always have to remember, you're saved by the grace of God. And because He loves us, because we are saved by His grace, we serve Him with joy, right? If it's up to your deeds, and if you did better job, then you can enter the heaven, maybe you cannot serve the Lord with joy. You are always worried, am I doing good enough? You cannot serve Him with joy. But God wants us to serve Him with joy. And how we can do that? Because we serve Him, because He loved us, and He saved us by His grace. Just like you served Him today. So I want you to remember that He loves you, and I want you to continue to serve the Jesus, serve the church, serve the God with joy. Okay?
Let's pray. お祈りしましょう。愛する天の父なる神様、この尊い子供たち一人一人、また神の子供である私たち一人一人、あなたの御手によって罪許され救われていることを覚え感謝いたします。ただあなたの恵みにより、ただあなたの愛により、私たちは救われ導かれ、今ここにいることを感謝いたします。どうぞこの大切なことを私たち一人一人がもう一度心に留め、そして喜びを持って新たに使えることができますように、そして子どもたちがこれから主をあなたに仕えていくときに、この大切なことを忘れることなく、いつも感謝と喜びを持ってあなたに仕えることができますように、また試練の中にあるときにこのことを思い出すことができますように、神様どうぞ祝福し導いてください。すべてを感謝し御手に委ね、愛する主イエス様の御名によってお祈りいたします。アーメン。